My anxiety, yet peace, prayer. Here I am again, Lord, feeling anxious and despair. I know these are only feelings. I know you are really there and hear this prayer. In Ephesians 3:12, you said, I can boldly come to your throne to share with you my thoughts and feelings. Lord, I know this fear is wrong. Thank you for your James 4, verse 8 promise. When I cry out to you, you come. Like to the prodigal son, you run. Thank you for your love and your grace and forgiveness. Dear Lord God, Yahweh, holy God, I fully trust your kind and loving heart. When I'm anxious, I know that I am wrong. Protect me from Satan's real fiery darts. Ephesians 6, 10 to end. God gives me all I need. His weapons fight Satan's wrong thoughts of fear and depression. Psalm 3, God's my shield. I will not fear. Here I am again, Lord, asking forgiveness for fear. I know these thoughts are just feelings. I know you will really keep peace, promises. In Hebrews 4:16, you said, I can boldly come to your throne and receive forgiveness for my doubts. Lord, I know these doubts are dumb, for you've shown me all my life how you answer and saved me. When I've had troubles, even when I doubted you, you came. Thank you for your love and your grace and forgiveness. Dear Lord God, Yahweh, holy God, I fully trust your kind and loving heart. When I'm anxious, I know that I am wrong. Protect me from Satan's real fiery darts. Ephesians 6, 10 to end. God gives me all I need, his weapons to fight Satan's wrong thoughts of fear and depression. Psalm 3, God's my shield. I will not fear. You, Lord God, are my rock. When I'm anxious and afraid, I know you can't lie and don't lie, so I choose to believe all your Bible says. You give wisdom, James 1. Your son in John 16 spoke this clearly, that in this world troubles come at me, and yet you've conquered all things. For you're God who made all, and thus have all power to save me when I call you. Help me to grow in faith, for I do love you. Thank you for your love and your grace and forgiveness. Dear Lord God, Yahweh, holy God, I fully trust your kind and loving heart. When I'm anxious, I know that I am wrong. Protect me from Satan's real fiery darts. Ephesians 6, 10 to end. God gives me all I need, his weapons to fight Satan's wrong thoughts of fear and depression. Psalm 3, God's my shield, I will not fear. Scriptures where God has promised us his peace, even amid the anxiety that hits us sometimes as feelings that are wrong, that Satan puts into our thoughts. Ephesians 3:11 and Hebrews 4:14-16 say the same. We have a high priest, Jesus, the Son of God, so let's hold fast. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but he was at all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. So let us therefore come boldly to his throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find his grace to help us in time of need. Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and asking with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Psalm 46:1 and 2, God is our strength, our refuge, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. 2 Timothy 1:7, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Ephesians 6:16 begins the list of all the weapons that God gives us to fight against Satan's arrows of doubts and fears and anxiety, and worst of all, the temptation to not believe God's many promises. Ephesians 6:16, above all, take the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, of Satan, who Jesus described in John 10:10 as very real and out to kill and destroy all of us. Yet Satan will fail because God made Satan. He has all power over him. Psalm 61:1-4, prayer. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. As Jesus said in Matthew 23's end, inviting me to run to come to you, God, to your protecting wings, like those of a mother hen. John 16:33, Jesus promised, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And my Psalm 3:3-6 ending prayer, O Lord, my peace prayer when I'm anxious and feeling stress, feeling anxious, feeling doubts. Lord, you are a shield for me, my glory and the one who lifts up my head. I cry to you with my voice and you hear me from your holy hill. Selah, I shall think upon this. I lay down and sleep. I awake, for the Lord Yahweh sustains me. I will not be afraid, even of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Ephesians 3, Christ Jesus our Lord gives us boldness and access to Him with confidence.